abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. And I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret, all is this, that the Comforter abides in me. He abides, he abides, hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. And once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. Then I fell down at his feet, and there came a peace so sweet, how the Comforter abides in me. Amen. Oh, he abides, he abides, hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. Here it is. He is with me everywhere. He knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. For the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. Comforter abides with me. Amen. Amen. He abides. He abides. Hallelujah. He abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. There's no thirsting for the things of this world, they've taken wings. Long ago I gave them up and instantly, all my night was turned to day, all my burdens rolled away. Now the Comforter abides in me. Amen. He abides, he abides, hallelujah, he abides in me. The Comforter abides on the course. Amen. Oh, he abides, he abides, hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. Let's clap it together. Amen. He's with you everywhere. Amen. He abides, he's in you. Praise the Lord. On that verse right there, he's with me everywhere. He is with me everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. Amen. For the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. The Comforter abides in me. Amen. He abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. Amen. How many's happy about that? Praise the Lord. Whether you're in your car, your home, your church, wherever you are listening, he's right there with you. Amen. He'll never leave you. Amen. Your royal seed of Abraham. Amen. He is with me everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. Think of it, for the Spirit has control. He satisfies my soul, since the Comforter abides in me. He abides, amen. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow. Clap it. On the course together with all your heart to him. Amen. Oh, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, what? He's with you right there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you this morning. You may be seated. What an opportunity that we have this morning. It's such an honor to be with you all this morning, to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, and hear this great message, proving His Word. He's going to prove His Word again to us today. Amen? Amen. I believe it. Well, we certainly do miss our brother Joseph this morning, and he just couldn't be here this morning due to a head cold and sinuses, the worst he's ever had, the way I understood it, and he just was going through it so bad, but he's feeling better this morning. I know that. We missed you, Brother Joseph. We're praying for you. So we'll just do the best we can and just keep on marching forward. Amen. It's such an honor to be here. He abides with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. It doesn't matter. Ups and downs, valleys, mountaintops, it doesn't matter. He's carrying us all the way. All the way, He's carrying us. And we can't even breathe without Him. We can do nothing without Him. He's leading us, and He's carrying us all the way. And that's our dependency. That's what we rely on. This message this morning, I just thought it would be something interesting to share with you, is that we believe that God sent a vindicated prophet, Malachi 4, and we believe the revelation that given us is that's Brother William Marion Branham. Amen. Amen? Yes, sir. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. On this message, as I was listening to it, Brother Branham, I typed it in there, how many times that he spoke about prophets, said the word prophet or word prophets in this message. And I counted 35 times that he's referring directly to prophets or prophet. And that's not including all the times he's referring to Moses and different prophets in the scripture and all that, and the prophetic things. But just mentioning that word 35 times in a 3-hour message, that's saying it about one time every 5 minutes. I thought that's pretty important. I thought it was real important. You can't explain a prophet. You just got to take him for what he said. They fly higher. They see farther. They're built in such a way that they catch God's thoughts. Amen. They speak God's words. Amen. Their words and their thoughts are not even their own. Prophets were never backed by a system of church entity or whatever more, or church systems. They didn't need it because they had the backing of "Thus saith the Lord." Amen. 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 Thank you. God bless you. Brother Branham said, if he is a prophet of the Lord, he's a sender forth of the word, he's sent forth by the word, with the word, and he is the word. End quote. Yes, sir. Brother Branham made this statement on the message, "The Way of a True Prophet of God." He says, now, quote, "Now Amos was God's prophet, a true prophet. Any man that's ever read about Amos knows the boldness of that fearless man of God. He is considered one of the minor prophets because he didn't stay very long. But he certainly laid the axe to the root of the tree. He was one of the most fearless of the prophets. And he come with the anointing. He come with, 'Thus saith the Lord.' He knew what he was talking about because the anointing of God was upon him to bring the right interpretation to God's word to them, end quote. Amen. One of the fearless of the prophets. Amen. The word only comes to the prophet. Doesn't come to anybody else. The true interpretation of a prophet is a prophet has the divine interpretation of God's word. Brother Bram says that's exactly right. And then he said, how a person can call one somebody a prophet and then say they have the wrong revelation. Brother Bram, we believe you to be a prophet, but while you're discerning, but when you start teaching, then not for the bride. The bride believes every word. The same one that discerned the thoughts and intents of the heart is the same one that spoke this message. It's all the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Brother Bram said, I'm trying to do God a service without being his will. He says, quote, the very word prophet means that he is a revealer of the word of God. The interpretation only comes of that, and that's why today we're in such a need of this great person that's supposed to be sent to us in the form of the prophet Elijah, because it'll be the revelation of God made known to us by vindication, showing that it's the day and the hour and the season that God promised it to be in, end quote. Amen. Amen. Brother Branham says in this message, the rapture. He says, now remember, the message is promised. I like that. Just that alone settles it for me. This message is promised. Amen. And when all these mysteries has been all so bundled up by a bunch of Ecclesiastes, it'll take a direct prophet from God to reveal it. And that's exactly what he promised to do, see. Now remember, the word of the Lord comes to the prophet, not the theologian. The prophet, he is the reflector of God's word. He can't say nothing. He can't say his own thoughts. He can only speak what God reveals. Even to the prophet Balaam, when he was tried to be sold, sell his right, he said, how can any prophet say anything but what God puts in his mouth? Amen. It's a thing that God does that you can't say nothing else and you're born that way, end quote. Amen. Praise the Lord. Born prophets. Brother Branham says, and I know this is so familiar to you, God's prophets make no mistakes. Amen. Zero. Amen. No mistakes in this message. Amen. Amen. You can find all kinds of mistakes with me, but not in this message. Amen, or this messenger that God sent. You know, here's a real encouraging quote. So awesome on the messages. I was with Moses, so I'll be with thee. He says, forgive me, Lord, and try me one more time. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. If I fail or if I fail, let me rise and try again. Forgive me, Lord, and try me one more time. I like that. For any good soldier is apt to get wounded or hurt. But if he's still a soldier and got a purpose and something to fight for, he'll rise and try again. And any good soldier of the cross will do the same thing. And to Joshua, the new commander of the army, after Moses had passed on, seeing that God stayed with him in his mistakes, he held his commission up. Amen. Amen. Held his commission up. I'm resting on it. I'm riding on it. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. No matter what Moses done, it was Moses' office that God respected. He was a prophet. He was above all the prophets. He was really more than any prophet they had. And then just to skip to save time, he says this down at the end. He says, God had commissioned Moses. His failures meant nothing. God knowed his art, end quote. I love that. It's perfect. On the message respects, how important it is. But I want to bring another thing into your remembrance. If God sent the messenger and vindicated by the signs that he was the messenger sent from God, then it's up to them to obey this messenger. Exactly. They must obey the messenger and have respect to that messenger. Look at Joshua and Caleb. They stayed right by his side. Yes, sir. Whatever Moses was in, they was in it too. Whether Moses was right or wrong, they stayed right with him anyhow. See, because they know that was God's messenger. End quote. Right or wrong, stay with him.
Amen.
Amen. Stay with him. I'm riding on it, man. Amen. Man. I asked Brother William if he had a watch. I don't have a watch either. And we got a 3-hour message. But let me just share this with you. On the message proving his word, you'll hear this today. Actually, this quote, you read it when you came in. It was up there on the board. So let me go to this next one. He says, "You believe we're living in the last days, when the Son of Man was to be manifested?" That would be all the word that's gathered up through Luther, Wesley, Baptist, and all that, and the Pentecostal, all gathered up to the revelation of what it's all been. The seventh angel was to open the sixth seal mystery. It's all been gathered up in the Son of Man. His fullness of time has come to the fullness of his word, to manifest the fullness of his body. That's the word. Then that's the spoken word made manifest by the word. Reveal the word. End quote. Amen. Same message. Brother Branham says, "Who is the Son of Man?" He says, "The word." Amen. Amen. On the message of the Feast of the Trumpets, he says, "And see right before our own eyes," and it's not in a corner, it's world known. Amen. Jesus, the Son of God, revealing himself by the scripture, making that scripture that has been predestinated to this day, like it was to that day and all other days, live. And to believe it is the evidence of the Holy Spirit, end quote. Amen. Amen. We believe your prophet, Lord. We believe it. Amen. You can be seated for just a minute. But he's Lord this morning. Do you know what? God will never let one word of his prophet fall to the ground. I don't care what it looks like. It doesn't matter who said what. That makes no difference to me. I don't even care what I see out of my head. That means nothing. What God spoke through that prophet, it'll be exactly as that prophet said it, because it's God's word. There was a king one time. He says, "I need a message delivered." And there was just a little man there, a little cockney, and I don't even know what that is, and it doesn't matter, but it's what Brother Branham said. He says, "Here's my scepter. I got a message I want you to deliver. Take this message and deliver it." And as he went forward, there might have been people getting in the way, but he says, "Get out of the way. I've got the message of the king." We got the message of the king. He delivered that message to us. Don't you want to hear that message of the king? Don't you want to hear that voice? Brother Branham made the illustration one time. He said that if the Lord told him to go up there to the presidential graveyard and raise George Washington from the grave, he says, I'd invite the whole world to see it done. I could walk up there and I could stand there and I could say the very words that Brother Branham said. Exactly. But George Washington would stay right where he was until that prophet came and spoke those words, and then he'd come forth. That's what I believe this message. It's the voice of God to me. He had a commission, and that commission was, get the people to believe you. Lord Jesus, we believe your prophet. What he spoke, that's what we believe. You know what? One more thing. Beyond the curtain of time, when he got over there, they were all gathered like this. We were all on the same level, friend. But he was put up on a high place. Amen. They said, we believe what you said. We're resting on what you said. And that's us this morning. We believe you. We're resting on every word that you said. Aren't you happy about it this morning? Don't you love the Lord Jesus? I love him with all my heart. Let's sing, He is Lord. Amen. He is Lord. He is Lord. And he has risen from the dead. Amen. He is Lord. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Let's bow our heads. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we know that you're Lord this afternoon, that you've risen from the dead and you're Lord. And Lord, we have a message today that proves there's an empty tomb in Jerusalem, Lord. It proves that you have risen from the dead. We thank you, Father. And we know every knee will bow and every tongue will confess someday that this message of the hour is true, Lord. Lord, your prophet said it'll judge the whole world someday. Lord, we know it's the truth of this hour, Father. And Lord, today, Lord, as many of your children around the world have special needs, Lord, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivereth us out of them all. And Lord, we just want to present them before you today, Father, as we'll hear your prophets speak up today, Lord. Lord, one day when you walk the earth, you're at a multitude of people, and there was a little woman there with a blood issue. And Lord, she just knew if she could just make her way to you and just touch the border of your garment, she'd be made whole. And Lord, we know that wasn't a physical touch that stopped you, but it was a touch of faith, Lord. And you've given us that same opportunity right now to reach beyond the stars, moon, and sky, into that realm where all things are possible, into that holy of holy, that shewbread, that hidden manna that's been stored up for your children. And Lord, by faith, we just touch your garment, Lord, for all the needs of your people. Lord, we pray that you'll meet every one of them. Lord, those here physically and those around the world, Lord. Lord, great is the needs of your children. Father, we especially remember some special requests today, the Batazzi family out there in Arizona. Lord, what a saint and what a pillar of the church Brother Batazzi was. We pray that you'll comfort that family, Lord. Lord, you still have those angels with those soft hands. Lord, come and just, Lord, just touch each heart, Father, how their hearts must be beating this morning. And Lord, for the different requests, Lord, for our brother Jones here, Father. Oh, Lord, we know you'll touch him, Lord. For brother Epley, and Lord, we know you'll touch him, Father. Lord, so many needs around the world. Lord, just meet them all, those on this pulpit and those that have been announced perhaps at each church, Lord, from around the world. And Lord, especially for brother Joseph, Lord, he's has a sinus cold. Lord, he said it's the worst he's ever had. May you give the devil the worst punch he's ever had, Lord. And Lord, just take that away. And Lord, we just thank you for his life, Lord, and we just want to see him healthy. Lord, we thank you for his stand on the word in this hour. We thank you for how he's pointed us to the message of this hour, Lord. Lord, when it wasn't a popular thing, Lord, he's kept the message before the people. Truly, Lord, the world wouldn't be the same as far as the message is concerned without him. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless him today, Lord. Lord, may we just take the strength of this message today and stand toe-to-toe with the devil and just say it is written. I would above all things that you prosper in health and all the needs, Father, we just pray you'll meet them. Lord, we're just under such anticipation for you to prove your word once again today. And we just commit this service to you, Lord, everyone with their needs. We commit them all to you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
For he is Lord. He is Lord. And he has risen the dead. And he is Lord. Oh, time to him. For he is Lord. Yes, he is Lord. And he has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Afternoon. I'm so excited to be here with each of you, and I'm excited to hear proving his word. What a message. Oh, what a message. You know, there's many requests, and just thinking of our needs, and I know that we all go through battles and up and downs, and no matter what it is, at home or feeling down or sickness in our body, how many's thankful that we can take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there? Amen. Let's just sing that song. If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, oh, just remember in his word how he feeds a little bird. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave him there. Oh, leave it there. offerings to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how thankful we are to be able to come into your house, Lord, and to worship you. Lord, we just pray that you'd come and be with us. Lord, that you'd undertake for each need, draw each one of us closer to you. And just pray, Lord, that your perfect will would be done in our service this day. Help us all, Lord, to draw up closer, Lord, and to have a greater love than ever before, Lord, for you and for what you've done for us. We thank you, Lord. Bless the tithes and offerings, and we just pray your blessings upon your people and that each need be met. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Oh, leave it there. Yes, leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. And if you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. And if your body suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Yes, leave it there. Oh, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. When your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. Oh, He will make a way for you and will lead you safely through. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Yes, leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Oh, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. When your youthful days are gone and old age is stealing on, and your body bends beneath the weight of care, He will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning brings eternal bright and fair. Oh, and the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, and the roll is called up yonder. Called up yonder, I'll be there. cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share. When his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And I shall not be moved. Well, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not be moved. For Jesus is my Savior, I shall not be moved. In his love and favor I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, shall not be moved. In my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In his love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree by the water. Oh, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water. Though I shall not be moved. And if I trust him ever, I shall not be moved. He will fail me never, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Fourth verse. Oh, on his word I'm feeding, I shall not be moved. For he's the one that's leading, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Shall not be moved. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I shall not be moved. Anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Well, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. In his love abiding, I shall not be moved. And in him confiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not be moved. be moved by this word. There's nothing that'll take us away from this word. It's everything to us. As we prepare to hear proving his word, how many wants to draw closer to the Lord, to be more like him? Lord, that's my prayer. Just draw me near to thee. Oh, I am thine, oh Lord, and I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, consecrate me to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. And let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Oh, draw me near. Nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. And oh, pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. To thy precious bleeding side. And there are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer.
Let's sing again just softly to him. So draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou. Brother Branham said on this message, scriptural signs of the time, he says in a prayer, he says, I pray, God, as the confessed Christian tonight is praying for the person he has his hands on, may the power of the Holy Ghost come upon that person. May the Spirit quicken to them, Lord, the reality. May they not miss it, Lord. Let them not be like something that's going to miss it, Father. May Birmingham catch its vision now of the presence of the resurrected Jesus Christ, a greater than all the prophets, a greater than all the preachers, greater than all the popes or the potentates or whatever it might be. It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, of vindicating himself in the last days by his promised word. Grant it, Lord. I pray this prayer, this faith, the prayer of faith for them as they pray for each other. In Jesus Christ's name, we present it to you, end quote. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to hear from him this morning. He'll prove his word. He can never fail. Amen. Lord, we believe your prophet. Amen. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Remain standing. Turn the service now to God's servant and prophet messenger for this age, Brother William Marion Branham. God bless you.